The world leader in Internet Talk Radio. Internet Talk Radio. You're listening to America's Voice. VoiceAmerica.com. Passionate Talk Radio with Dr. Pat Basile. Crust busting your way to an awesome life on America's Voice. VoiceAmerica.com.
You have just stepped into a crust-free zone with Dr. Pat Basile. What is crust? Well, crust is that stuff that stands between you and what you want out of life. Crust is what keeps you stuck. Crust is anything you think, feel, or believe that prevents you from living your deepest heart's desire. So get ready to do some serious crust busting with Dr. Pat Basile and break through those layers of crusty conditioning to reveal the unlimited possibilities available to you to live your life full out. Dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, this has been a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous show that we've had with you every Thursday. So jazzed about doing this show. Unbelievable. And today's, you know, my guest today is absolutely amazing. I want to just say this, that you're going to be introduced to a term that probably most of you have not heard about yet. But fasten your seatbelt because you're going to hear a lot about it. My guest today is the amazing individual, Brenda Miller. She inspires, facilitates, and will teach each and every person that comes in contact with her to empower themselves, take ownership of their lives, and as we would say, live life full out. She has been doing this as her passion to people all over the planet, and her commitment from her own personal growth is something that fuels the fire for each and every one of us. So we're going to be talking today with this amazing individual, Brenda Miller, and we're talking about many things, but you will get introduced to a term that you have not heard before, which is called radical awareness. Brenda, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Well, hi, Pat. I've got a great big grin on my face. You are so jazzed that you jazz me.
I love it. You know, if we're not jazzing each other, then what the heck are we doing?
Yeah, you've got a great upbeat personality. It's delightful. Yeah,
thank you. You know, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and, you know, coming on the show. I want to just let everybody know as we get started here that, you know, most of our folks, oh, all of everybody's listening through the Internet. And so I want to direct you to Brenda's site because you've got to take a look at this. You've got to take a look at this homepage. You've got to look at this You Can Do It logo and her website. There are many, many things on here. And if you sign up for Brenda's newsletter, you will get this fabulous newsletter. I'm going to read some of it later. And these personal empowering messages that, you know, I'll tell you, start your day with Brenda is the way you want to do it. So go to www.brendamiller.org, BrendaMiller.org, and check it out. Brenda, thank you so much.
I'm checking it out myself.
I'm telling you, you got to check it out. I mean, I looked at it this morning, and I had a big old smile across my face.
That was very inviting, yes.
Yes, it's a great site. You know, right there up to, you know, next to our Voice America site, which is developing. Hey, listen, I want to ask you this question, because here you are. It's clear to me that you are out there living your passion, that you have really stepped out into the world to give your gift and to help people. It is really clear to me that that's what your life is about. What I want to ask you is a question that I ask everyone that comes on the show. And it's like you and me, we're here doing our thing, and sometimes we look like we're in the slide and glide of life, and, you know, nothing's wrong, and nothing has ever been wrong. So my question that came from one of my listeners is, you know, have you had any obstacles? Has there been anything that you've had to overcome? What have you had to, you know, bust through to bring you to this very moment?
Now, there's a question for you. I'm really tempted to use my humor and say, no, I've just gotten here so easily.
Yeah, you are you're on those angel wings.
Yeah.
You were on one side. I was on the other.
Yeah. I think, without question, my biggest obstacle in my life has been fear and doubt. And they've always been my greatest challenges to overcome. And when I have when I'm blocked today, it's for the same reason. It's just about fear and doubt. For more than half of my life, I was not in touch with my personal power. I was unaware that I had a wise self, so I felt unworthy, and I was afraid to take risks because I didn't trust that if I followed my heart, I would be taken care of. I mean, I wasn't even able to, I didn't even allow myself to understand what it meant to follow my heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I'd have to say the answer would be fear and doubt.
Yeah. You know, I know what you're talking about, because sometimes you don't even think there's something inside you ticking in there.
Yeah, I think I was running away from it for a good time of my life. You know, I was afraid. I was afraid to pay attention because there was something in me that knew if I paid attention, I'd have to do something. And I wasn't ready. I was too scared to do something. So
right.
I pretended not to know what was going on, you know?
Well, you know, your story is inspirational because there are a lot of people that listen to the show and they're thinking, you know what, there goes that Basili again, all upbeat and stuff. You know, she's probably never had a bump. And now here's Brenda doing her thing, you know, fabulous gift that you're taking out into the world. And it's really important for our listeners to know that, you know, we're like regular folk here.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I'm not like, you know, some goddess with some wings on. We're just like people doing our thing.
It's true. You know, I listen to you on the radio, and I feel the same way as what you just described. Listening to you, you sound so upbeat, and how did you get there? And listen, you don't have a care in the world. I, for one, as a coach, when I'm with my clients, I very often share stories about my life. I feel like it brings humanity to the relationship. It allows people to see, no, I'm not the only one. I have no problem, and in fact, do it quite often, sharing where I've been and what I've come through. I think that's all part of what makes me good at what I do, is that I have come through. Okay, I can say to people, I was where you were. I understand how it feels because I felt that way once, and here I am. I've gone through it, and now I can assist you to go through it because I know what it feels like here on the other side. It feels so good. It feels so good. Come join me, please.
Yeah, it's hope, isn't it? I mean, that's what we're doing. And, you know, let me ask you about coaching because this is a very interesting conversation because, you know, there are people that, you know, people have attempted to coach me about this, about how to do radio, and don't do this, don't do that. And, you know, I want to talk to you about coaching and really, you know, give people a sense of what coaching is about because some people would say, well, don't ever share your story as a coach. And I'm saying, like, well, you know what? All they've got to do is listen to a couple of my radio shows. It's, like, too late for that now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what the different types of coaching. Let's give people, a framework so they can build upon.
I think that's a great idea because I think there's getting more and more confusion out there with the public about what is coaching. You know, there are certified coaches like I am who are certified by a school of coaching that is accredited by an organization like the International Coach Federation,
mm-hmm.
which I'll talk a little bit about in a few minutes.
Okay.
And then there are all the other kinds of coaches, which I'm going to lump together for purposes of this conversation. The other kinds of coaches out there, aside from those that are certified by school, they have some area of expertise, and they use that to help others become better at what they do, better
mm-hmm.
performers, so to speak.
Right.
Besides traditional sports coaches these days, I mean, you just said somebody asked you to be a radio coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
We hear of tutors and mentors and trainers and teachers also referring to themselves as being coaches. And it's almost like everybody wants to jump on the call me a coach bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
People in coaching relationships like these, the client and coach are very focused on results. I mean, now, there's nothing wrong with this. I'm just painting the picture for you.
Yeah.
They're very focused on the end result. The coach is usually teaching the client how to do something.
Right.
And very often, as in the case with sports, it's about how to win. And so there's always an attachment to an outcome. Okay? Now, I'm going to talk about certified professional coaches, which include myself. Certified professional coaches include people who call themselves personal coaches, life coaches, business coaches.
Success coaches.
Yeah. And the thing that sets them apart is they can come to the table with many areas of expertise in their background. However, the main expertise that they have being certified is that they've gone to a school where they've learned how to coach. They've
mm-hmm.
learned a certain method.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this doesn't mean that everybody doesn't every certified coach doesn't cultivate his or her own style. It simply means that we have agreed to abide by a standard, a code of ethics and standards of practice.
Right.
One of the standards of practices that we agree to abide by is that we don't have a way to do things right. So as a certified coach, I want my client to achieve whatever he or she wants to achieve, for sure. However, I'm much more focused with my client on the winning of everyday wins as the client is on the journey to the bigger win.
Mm-hmm.
And so our focus is not so much on the end result as it is on the journey about how to get there. And what I'm invested in doing is not teaching a particular subject or expertise to my client. I'm invested in eliciting my client's innate wisdom and knowledge about how he can do it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes extremely empowering because he or she learns how to do it myself, mommy.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, in other types of coaching, there is a sense of the client being pushed toward a goal by the coach. In professional certified coaching, the client feels pulled toward his goal as opposed to pushed because the client is involved in making plans and all about how to achieve his or her own goals. Okay, let me just say a word about this business about being certified. And
let's take a short break, and
sure.
When we come back,
no.
I really want to talk about this.
I'm not paying attention to time.
You don't need to. That's my job.
Okay.
Because this is a very important topic, and this is something, and this is why, this show today and the work that you do is so important, because we want to give people this wide range of information so that they can make the decision that's going to align them with the person that they want to be aligned with. And this is a fabulous way to introduce, everyone that's listening to this beautiful, beautiful description that you're providing. So for those of you that are listening and just tuning in, I'm Dr. Pat Basila. You're listening to Crust Busting. I'm here with, get ready for this, Radical Awareness Coach Brenda Miller. And we are talking about coaching, an invitation. This is the first of a series we're going to be doing. Go to www.brendamiller.org, sign up, get the newsletter, get her, her tips for the day. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more about coaching, more for you. I hope you have a pencil in hand. You're going to want to take these notes about this. So stay tuned. I'm Dr. Pat. You're listening to Crust Busting Radio. We'll be right back.
Make the shift. Use food as your medicine. Mangosteen, the queen of fruits. A whole food beverage. It even tastes good. Many health professionals are using mangosteen juice in their practices as a frontline nutritional therapy and believe it is one of the most nutrient-dense plants on earth with 130 biologically active compounds, anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antifungal. Nature's answers to your prayers. The functional health beverage business opportunity of all time. Catch the wave. Look at the number one home-based business opportunity website, www.goodthoughts.mymagicwand.com. That's www.goodthoughts.mymagicwand.com. Or email cw@goodthoughts2.com. That's cw@goodthoughts2.com. Or call toll-free 877-848-0037. That's 877-848-0037.
Have you ever thought about owning your own company? How about a tea company? Fully developed and ready to go, complete with tea tins, labels, trademark, website, graphic design, and more. For more information, please call 425-776-2170. The number again is 425-776-2170.
Join Sylvia Brown in an unprecedented gathering of today's most visionary authors for I Can Do It, live in Orlando, October 28th through 30th. This is a life-changing three-day live event featuring Wayne Dyer, Doreen Virtue, Christiane Northrup, Sylvia Brown, and an incredible collection of motivational and spiritual teachers. This event will sell out, so call to reserve your place today at 1-800-654-5126 or see us on the web at icandoit.net.
Go, go, Goji! Author of the Vitamin Bible, Dr. Mindell, has discovered the most nutritionally dense food on the planet. And it comes in the form of a delicious juice. Here are some of the results.
Rocky, Jackson, Mississippi. I had severe arthritis from a back injury. In 2 days, I had no more pain.
This is Ray Riedel from Yakima, Washington. My blood sugar count dropped 60 points in the first 10 hours thanks to Goji juice.
Joni from Florida. I had an irregular heartbeat for the past 40 years. I feel wonderful now.
I had high cholesterol. In just 5 days, it dropped from 230 to 167. Thank you, Goji Juice.
Call in and ask for your free copy of the Women's World Weekly Magazine article on this major, major breakthrough, the Himalayan Goji Juice. And don't forget to request a free copy of the Himalayan Health Secret. Call now, 1-800-301-5990. That's 1-800-301-5990. And remember, go, go, Goji.
The world leader in Internet Talk Radio.
Internet Talk Radio.
You're listening to America's Voice. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you would like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crossbusting.
Welcome back, everyone. Boy, you know, this is a fabulous show. We are good. You know, for those of you that have, you know, been as confused as I am, have been in certain points in time around coaching, we are bringing to you today Brenda Miller. And I want to say this about Brenda, certified professional coach, certified radical forgiveness coach, and the creator of an amazing concept called radical awareness, which we'll talk about today. We're talking about this world of coaching and how you can sift through all of this so that you can find the right person for you. Brenda, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I think that since I've been involved in the world of coaching, I've seen so many people, as I said earlier, jump on the coaching, the call me coach bandwagon, and I think that's fine. You know, it's fair. Everything is fine out there in the business world. I think what's not okay is that the public is confused. And,
yes.
And they'll get it. You know, I'm just spending this small amount of time in an effort to just educate people. If you want, if you folks who are listening are looking for something other than a coach in who is expert in a field. So,
right.
I mean, just because you are, let's say, a salesperson, and it doesn't mean that to get life coaching, you have to have a coach who's got sales expertise.
Right.
Okay. If you want to get better at being a salesperson, you might get a coach who's expert at sales. However, if you want someone who's going to assist you because you feel stuck in your life, because you have issues around finances or career or your relationships or your family, or you're not feeling like you're as connected to yourself spiritually as you'd like to be, you would do yourselves well to check into people who call themselves coaches and are certified by a school that's accredited by a governing institution. One of those institutions is the International Coach Federation. And this is the largest nonprofit professional association in the world of personal and business coaches. And it seeks to preserve the integrity of coaching. Now, it's not like I'm trying to push the International Coach Federation. That's not my purpose here. I'm not in walking advertisement for them. My purpose for the listeners is that you have a place to explore where's the right coach for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a place where you can go on your website, and for people like me, I'm listed in there. I have a listing there. I affiliate myself with them because I support them. People like me who align ourselves with the International Coach Federation are very similar to physicians who align themselves with the American Medical Association.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a similar idea. And folks like me who are certified by an accredited school, we are all going to have similar codes of ethics and standards of practice. And if you are looking for a coach to assist you in your life, in your, you know, calling your calling them themselves a life coach, a personal coach, a business coach. It's not paramount that they have credentials. It's just that for those of you who don't know where to search and don't know how to sift through,
mm-hmm.
the International Coach Federation has got tons of information and a huge directory. And if you're not going to hire me as your coach, you might as well go look there.
there you go. You know, I mean, what you're talking about is so important for people to understand. I mean, part of what we're talking about in the area of coaching is a code of ethics. And so what is the relationship to the coach that you pick? Where is their attachment to the code, you know, to a code of ethics? You know, in my case, you know, I am guided by the APA code of ethics. And that's an association that, you know,
right.
sort of says, who are you? And they look at me and they say, well, I'm a member of that. And, boy, you better be, you know, sharp with what you're doing with people.
The training? It's the American Training Association?
It's, you know, the AP, the American Psychological Association.
Oh, T. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I heard T. Okay,
right.
Sorry.
Well, I have that, too.
Yeah, I thought
you did. Yeah, and so what happens is, you know, you really need to look at, you know, where people are going to be held accountable. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think I am, and in a way that you know that you bring it out like that. I just want the folks out there to be informed because I think more and more people are becoming awake to the fact that there are folks like myself,
yep.
calling themselves coaches, who can assist them.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, empower them, and that means that they will not be dependent, which doesn't mean a lot of people don't opt to have a coach for other reasons, okay? Not for dependency, but for other reasons over a lifetime. Many people just love having a coach.
Yeah. You know, that leads me to my next question because this is a very good, I love this conversation. This is so needed. And this is important for me, and I have a statement in all of my documents that I send out to my clients because there is a difference between psychotherapy and coaching.
Yes.
And let's talk about that. Tell
yes.
us a little bit about that difference.
Well, the way I see it is that, and I have definitely spent time in psychotherapy myself, and I've spent time in coaching, so I can speak of the difference. And not all psychotherapy is the same, that's for sure.
Nope,
however,
not these days.
Right. A lot of psychotherapy has come from that the client needs to be healed. Healed in the way of the fact that they're not well. They're not well. There's something wrong. They need to be fixed, so to speak. And a lot of the therapy has to do with digging up the past.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is about the past. Whereas in coaching, the client is held totally whole and well. So when I look at my client, no matter how unhappy now, no matter how dysfunctional he or she feels he is themselves.
Uh-huh.
I look at them like, well, you know what? Okay, you may not be feeling well. However, you are whole unto yourself. You come in front of me really with every answer that you need for yourself. And I'm going to treat you like you have the answers.
There you go.
You know, I'm gonna treat you and I'm also going to work with you with where you are right now and ask you, what do you want to have? What do you want to be? What do you want to do tomorrow? And let's make a plan. And let me assist you to get there.
Yep.
Okay? And all the things that go along.
Yeah, we're not looking at somebody as if there's something missing or there's a deficit or there's something that, you
right.
know, the coach steps in, let me change you.
Right. And there's very little talk about the past. And there's also very little talk about the circumstances and the stories of what happened. The client doesn't come to a session and just rehashing everything they did that week. And unless there's some really important reason to do that, more importantly, it's the coach keeps the client on target with what the client has said they want to cover in that session. It's all about what the client wants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the coach's job to keep the client accountable for doing or saying or being what he says he wants to do, say, or be.
Absolutely. Now, you know, this brings me to another question, and I'm not sure if we're going to get it all in here before the break, but I really want to talk about this. And that is this whole aspect. You know, forgiveness is so critical in the work that we do, the work that you do, the work that I do. You know, we have different terms. I call it spiritual dynamite. You know, you are a radical forgiveness coach.
Yes.
You are a certified that is Colin Tippin's work.
Yes.
I've had him on the show. I want to ask you about forgiveness. What is the role that forgiveness plays in this process of getting people to the next level?
It assists them to release energy from the past, stuck energy.
Mm.
And, you know, many of us, most of us, okay, who haven't done our job around forgiveness, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
Have about 60% of our vital life force energy stuck in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning, you know, we're stuck on a resentment or a grudge or a judgment. We spend a lot of our time during the day dwelling on things like that. And it's past. It's in the past, but that's where we live.
It's a big old resentment, isn't it?
There's tons of, I mean, we could spend many shows just about this.
We may have to do a show when you come back.
We can. However, do I have a few more minutes?
Go for it.
So the thing that's important, and the reason I became certified to do this work, is that when forgiveness work is incorporated with my life coaching, clients have a handful of processes to choose from with me that I can assist them to release that energy in a way that they've never worked before.
Mm.
These processes are truly amazing and life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
And once people release that energy that's stuck in the past, they have all of that energy available to do what they say they want to do right now in their lives.
It's like they have a sun burning inside them, and once they get rid of stuff, it's like the sun just gets the, you know, the brightness of the sun that we have that, you know, warms our planet is what we have inside, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great way to look at it.
And it's just right there. You know, Brenda, thank you so much for talking about this. You know, we're going to take a short break right now. For those of you that are just tuning in, I'm Dr. Pat Basile. You're listening to Crust Busting Radio right here on VoiceAmerica.com. And I am here with an amazing, wonderful individual, Brenda Miller. You can, you know, go to her website, www.brendamiller.org, and, you know, check it out. And, Brenda, why don't you give out your phone number for folks that want to get in touch with you?
I'll be happy to do that. It's 206-529-8282. I coach people on the phone. Probably about 99% of my clients are on the phone with me. They prefer it that way.
Yep.
Even though at first they may not think it's great. They love it.
Yep.
That's the thing I can tell you. It's 206-529-8282.
All right, great. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Brenda Miller. We're going to be talking about Brenda's, you know, I love, there's a page on your website. What will coaching, with Brenda be like for me? I love that. When we come back, we are going to introduce you to a phenomenal term, concept, and work that Brenda is doing. It is called radical awareness, and this is something you are going to want to tap into. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. I'm here with Brenda Miller. We are with Voice America. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with your coach of the day, Brenda Miller.
Mangosteen, queen of fruits. This company is the worldwide leader in mangosteen dietary supplements and produces, distributes, and sells more mangosteen-based beverage than anyone else in the world. This product is a patent product, unique and proven by science. It is so unique that it is known as a category creator, which traditionally leads to number one in sales. In summary, the company offers a world-class anti-aging product, which helps people feel better. In addition, this company offers a program that shares prosperity. Look at the business opportunity website, www.goodthoughts.mymagicwand.com. That's www.goodthoughts.mymagicwand.com. Or email cw@goodthoughts2.com. That's cw@goodthoughts2.com. Or call toll-free 877-848-0037. That's 877-848-0037.
Did you know that the second most cited reason why people don't forgive is that they don't know how? You and your organization can change this by supporting the National Forgiveness Tour. sponsored in part by Dr. Pat Basile's Crestbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life radio program. For more information on sponsorship, go to www.crestbusting.com or www.theforgivenesstour.com.
Have you ever thought about owning your own company? How about a tea company? Fully developed and ready to go, complete with tea tins, labels, trademark, website, graphic design, and more. For more information, please call 425-776-2170. The number again is 425-776-2170.
How does the idea of adding 20 years to your life appeal to you? Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time
for the Liquid Love Show with Louie Moss.
The Liquid Love Show is about micromanaging your physical body
so that you can activate all of your
68 trillion cells.
On the show, you will discover the secrets of cellular renewal that bring about fully satisfying physical, mental, emotional, and sexual life, as well as teach you why people in China are living to be 100 plus years without any degenerative diseases.
Once again, that's the Liquid Love Show with Louie Moss, every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Join Sylvia Brown and an unprecedented gathering of today's most visionary authors for I Can Do It, live in Las Vegas, April 15th through 17th. This is a life-changing three-day live event featuring Louise Hay, Christiane Northrup, Wayne Dyer, Sylvia Brown, and an incredible collection of motivational and spiritual teachers. This event will sell out, so call to reserve your place today at 1-800-654-5126 or see us on the web at icandoit.net.
Business,
sports,
religion,
legal,
pets,
entertainment.
You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you'd like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crossbusting.
Yeah, you're joining Dr. Pat for some serious crust busting. Guess what? Sometimes we're not so serious, but the work that we do is of a serious nature in that people get to live life full out. That's our theme. We're thriving in 05, folks. And, you know, today's guest, Brenda Miller, is here to tell you that, you know, sometimes you don't have to do it alone. You can, you know, find somebody like Brenda and say, hey, I need your help. Brenda is a certified professional coach, radical forgiveness coach, and radical awareness coach. And we're going to talk about radical awareness because this is a concept that has been given to Brenda that she is bringing out into the world. For those of you just tuning in, go to www.brendamiller.org. I'm Dr. Pat. This is Crossbusting Radio on Voice America. Brenda, thank you so much again for joining the show.
My pleasure.
Okay, let's talk about, oh, there's so many things to talk about.
Oh, yes.
I would like to talk about this idea of radical awareness. I love that term.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting because it's all mine.
Yes, it is all yours.
I can't believe it. You know, I started to call myself a radical awareness coach when years ago, I got to understand that the word radical, beside meaning drastic or extreme, it means, as actually Webster's very first definition of the word radical is root or basic. And I was astounded when I found that out. Like, I never knew that. Radical. Okay, so when I couple that word with awareness, I understand and it hit me that that's the kind of coaching I do. Not to confuse folks, I am a certified coach. However, my particular style, what I bring to the table of as far as being a coach in the world, has evolved to be a person who brings people to a very basic level of consciousness and awareness.
Right. Oh, that's so... Please tell us more about that.
Yeah.
This is so important.
Yeah, it's evolved for me. As I've gotten more comfortable with myself and my connection to things that are more metaphysical, I have allowed myself to step more fully into this arena, and I'm attracting more and more people who want that spiritual connection, because we are definitely physical and non-physical We have non-physical and physical thoughts to ourselves.
Well, you're attracting people that are either vibrating at the same level or want to vibrate at that level.
Exactly.
Yeah, me too. That's what I love, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, the people that want to have a sense that I'm there and I figured it out a little bit and they're going to learn a little bit from me. And they come on board and we work together. And the touchstones of radical awareness are they're listed on my website, and they're just simple truths, actually, or guiding principles for me that they're my come-froms in coaching, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I coach is always to ask important, powerful questions of my clients. However, I've got an image of a drill going into the earth right now, kind of like maybe crust busting.
Yeah, that's what we got. That,
yeah.
You, now we're on the,
yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
We're vibrating together now.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, getting people to get to their core.
That's right.
Know? And bring them to their core essence, and there's where the answer is. That's the perfect answer from where to live your life. So the answers are not outside of them. They're inside, and I think I'm getting really expert at assisting people to get there.
You know, and folks, for those of you that are just tuning in, we love you. I love our listeners. They are so amazing. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, ask Brenda a question, get some help, coaching right here on the show. Remember, the call-in number is 1-888-335-5204, 1-888-335-5204. We're talking with Brenda Miller, a radical awareness coach, and that's what we're talking about. This is her gift, her concept, www.brendamiller.org. Okay, we're talking about this vibration, this attachment to spirituality, this thing that's coming up. You know, let's just clarify what this means, Brenda. We're not talking about a religion here.
Oh, no, no. Definitely not a religion. You know, I don't have anything against religion. However, I would not even consider myself a religious person. I honor the culture of my religion.
Mm-hmm.
However, to me, spirituality is, you know, I've stayed away from talking about this a long time because I don't want to put people off. However, when I talk about spirituality, I'm referring to the power that's the greatest power to the listener, the God of your heart, whatever that may be. I may use the word God, and I'm not referring to my God. I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about a higher power. And there's some people that don't believe in that, and
right.
that's not going to appeal to them. However, to the people who do believe in a power greater than themselves, this is what my conversation is about. This is what spirituality to me is about. It's about being... it's about being plugged into the all that there is. I believe that we are all connected and that we are all the same as each other at our bottom, at our roots, at our root level. We are all the same as each other and all the same as God.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that. I take a stand for that. I don't preach that in my coaching. It's just how I feel. And anytime I doubt that, I get disconnected from myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm disconnected from myself, I'm not in the flow. I'm not in the flow of my life. I don't know. I get into my head. I become too analytical, and life does not flow as easily as it does when I allow for myself to be connected to the thought that I am connected to a greater power. I am connected to everything and everyone. There's a safety about that.
Yeah.
There's a comfort about that.
And you know, and this is really important because, you know, you and I ask the same questions of our clients, the people that we work with. And, you know, the question is, you know, basically, do you believe in a power greater than yourself, whatever that might be?
Right.
We're not in judgment of that. That's not about,
not at
you know,
all.
Right, exactly.
And my question to them is, if you don't believe in a power greater than yourself, what is your belief?
Mm-hmm.
And I find that I can't remember. I'm thinking here. I don't remember anyone ever coming and to me. I have not worked with anyone that has not believed in a power greater than themselves, in my experience, which isn't to say there aren't many people out there. They're just not attracted to me.
Right. They wouldn't be knocking on my door either.
And to me, it's like that's one thing. And then the next thing for me, the next important thing for me as to my ideal client or the client that's going to work best with me is, are you a person who is at least willing to accept the fact that you are responsible for everything that happens to you in your life?
Okay, now this is, now we're touching on something that's very, very important.
Right.
Okay, because then there's, I am responsible, or no, life has done me, has dealt me that rotten deck of cards.
Absolutely. And a lot of my work is about there are no victims. There are no villains. So I'm not telling you that all of my clients absolutely take responsibility for their lives. I'm saying that all of my clients are willing to take responsibility. And that word willing is the most important word in this conversation that we're having, because willingness has an energy about it that allows for the next step of consciousness.
Well, what we're saying about that, Brenda, is that, when somebody shows up and steps up to the plate, what they really are about is, an openness.
Exactly.
to see the story from all sides.
And that's what's needed for anybody to have transformation occur.
Is that openness?
Yes. Yeah, openness, I call it willingness, absolutely. So people need not ever feel helpless or hopeless. Those of you who are listening who feel like, oh, yeah, but there's so much stuff I have to get through.
Uh-huh.
I know what that felt like, and I wish that I had known about coaching then. I really wish that someone was out there talking to me the way I'm sitting here and having this conversation, because to work with a coach, to work with me, is to work with someone who is, it's like having a really good friend who is non-judgmental, who is objective, who will assist you to, get to the bottom of whatever it is if you're feeling despair.
Mm-hmm.
Look inside and help you find your strengths, overcome your limitations, discover what you want, and find out what motivates you, and talk about your purpose and all those kinds of things, and help you to work your way out of whatever rut you're in.
Exactly. Sometimes we need cheerleaders.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And, we're not going to show up as coaches and say, you know what, you need to get a different life. That's somebody else's job.
Exactly.
So, when I come back, let's take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk more about a statement that you said to me the other day, and about living forever. And I want to talk with you about that and what that means. And also really want to talk about some of the touchstone points, some of the points of radical awareness. This is your passion. This is your work. I'm here with Brenda Miller, and I want to just say radical awareness, absolutely awesome. If you want to find out more about it, go to www.brendamiller.org. and find out more about the amazing work that Brenda is doing. Beautiful website. You'll see her logo is You Can Do It. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. I'm Dr. Pat. You're listening to Voice America. I am America's Voice. We'll be right back.
Cleanse, revitalize, and rejuvenate with Isagenics, a unique cleaning nutritional system. Find out why well-known authors Jack Canfield, co-author of The Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and John Gray, author of Men Are from Mars and Women Are from Venus, both use and endorse this amazing nutritional technology. Thousands of people just like you are benefiting from this breakthrough cleansing, nutritional, and fat-burning program. Find out how you can benefit by calling 800-550-0742. That's 800-550-0742. And listen to Crust Busting with Dr. Pat Basile. Don't diet. Take control of your health. Cleanse, revitalize, and rejuvenate with Isagenics. Imagine losing 5 to 15 pounds in 9 days. with our unique cleansing nutritional system. Call 800-550-0742.
Hi, this is Jack Canfield, and you're listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat Basile.
Have you ever thought about owning your own company? How about a tea company? Fully developed and ready to go, complete with tea tins, labels, trademark, website, graphic design, and more. For more information, please call 425-776-2170. The number again is 425-776-2170.
Imagine a country of people that is forgiveness literate, where we can choose to let go of anger, disappointment, hurt, and frustration because we know how to. You can assist in making this vision a possibility by sponsoring the National Forgiveness Tour. For more information on sponsorships, go to www.crestbusting.com or www.theforgivenesstour.com.
Business, sports, religion, legal, pets, entertainment. You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you would like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crust busting.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, thank you all for listening to this show each and every week. I absolutely love you all. It is a reason that I do this show. And also, if you want to get more crust busting, you will be able to listen to me Monday through Friday on KKNW out of Seattle, and that you can also do over the Internet. My guest today is an inspiring, amazing individual, Brenda Miller, and we're talking about an amazing concept that she has created called Radical Awareness and what that means and how she brings that into her coaching style. Also, if you want to know more about Brenda, please go to www.brendamiller.org. Brenda, why don't you give out your phone number again?
206-529-8282.
That's great. Thank you. Now, I want to talk about something you mentioned to me earlier about wanting to live forever. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you and I were having a conversation, and it's since I have moved into the arena of being able to live a lot of my life in the now, N-O-W, I find that life is speeding by even faster than ever before.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Now, never, you know, listen, as I get older, there's no question that time is fleeting, you know, and but I've never had such a sense of relishing the moments of my life. And it's you know, it's taken aback. I just am laughing right now because I work with a woman who may be listening to me right now.
Uh-huh.
Who sent me an invoice a little short. She sent me a May invoice for April, and I really got annoyed, and I had like a knee jerk reaction. And I sent off an email to her, and one of the things I said was, "Why are you rushing the beginning of May?" You know. And when we spoke, I had a little conversation with her about it, and she kind of questioned me about it. And I, you know, I knew I was uncomfortable when I sent out the email, but I didn't quite have my finger on what it was about. And I really think, you know, in talking about this now, that I resented losing even a minute of time and thinking about, why would anybody want to do away with the last week of April? You know?
I know.
It was like, I want to be here now.
I know.
And just like you and I were talking the other day, I feel like since I've come into really living full out my passion in life and being clean and clear and having my energy freed up, I feel like I have so much to do. I have so much wonderful work to do. I could never think of retiring. I hope that I die at my desk with talking to a client. That would be my ideal.
I know. I totally get it.
You know, and so that's really, for me, I do. I want to live for a very long time. I want to be healthy. And, of course, I'd love to see everyone around me enjoy good health. I want to live in good health, and I want to just live to do good work here on the planet, bring good things to people.
Well, you know, I want to talk to you about this. We have a few minutes left. And, you know, this is the thing I want to talk about. What I find in my work is, you know, I work with people that have reached a certain point in their lives and they're not really sure where they want to go. Or what I really am passionate about is working with people that hit that, quote, over 50 mark.
Mm.
All of a sudden, you hit 50, and what's going on? It's like some kind of evil, depressed twin shows up.
Yeah, I think it's either one way or the other. I think people are either really excited to turn 50, or you're right, they go the other way. Fortunately for me, I had dealt with my demons before that. When I turned 50, I felt like I'm going to teach the world how to be 50.
Yeah, me too.
So I can't relate to that. However, I do have clients, absolutely, in that age bracket who are feeling that way. Some of them have been downsized.
Exactly.
That's really the kicker.
Yeah.
What do I do next? And you know, just stopping right here about that. No matter what the story is, downsized or in a job that they feel like they're trapped in, or whatever. Or can't find a job, or what do I do with the rest of my life? All of a sudden, I wake up and I realize I'm not feeling purposeful. Children have left. Just a lot of different things. We don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but I believe that whatever the story is, it's not that it's perfect. I mean, I hate walking around saying it's perfect for you because it sounds so like, ugh, how can I say it's perfect when someone's suffering?
Exactly.
The way to look at it is, though, well, what's the opportunity here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, that's happening to you, and I could listen to you, and as I'm listening, it's easy for me to get sucked in and feel sad and be all kinds of empathetic and, oh, my goodness, what a sad story. However, what's much more helpful to people in that situation is for me to say, well, I am sad for you. And, you know, there's another way to look at this. Why don't we look at this like if this wasn't occurring for you right now, what might you miss out on for the rest
mm-hmm.
of your life?
That's a great question because, you know, I've been downsized, and I have to tell you that if it wasn't for my downsizing experience in 1992, I am pretty sure I would not have gone on to get my doctorate work.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember same thing for me in corporate America when my company was bought out. I was doing really great, and my company was bought out by an international company. If that hadn't happened, I never would have become a trainer.
There we go.
In the organization,
mm-hmm.
And then I never would have really functioned as a coach for all those years and understood that when professional coaching came across my table, that's the right next step for me.
That's right.
So. I've lived, you know, like again, one of the values in working with someone who is my age, who's been through some of life, is that I've got the wisdom of my years that I can assist people with by saying, I was there.
Mm.
I lived through it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm not going to read out of a book what downsizing is like. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Although, you know, for me, I went on to do award-winning research on the effects of downsizing because I was so ticked off at the time that that's where my energy went.
And that was necessary, though. Look at what you're doing now.
Well, it was. And, you know, I love what you just said because, you know, for a lot of folks, you know, that are listening to the show, I think there's an aspect of coaching that, you know, you get to do. You get to interview your coach and find out what their experience has been like. Don't you think? I mean, this is
Absolutely.
A two-way street.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's highly recommended that if you're not sold on the person you're talking to or the person you hear about as being a coach, go to the International Coach Federation website. Choose a couple coaches to interview. Most coaches, like me, we'll give you a complimentary session so you get a sense. You should not work with someone who you do not feel good talking to on the phone.
Exactly.
There has to be a connection.
Mm-hmm.
I know I won't work with a client if I don't feel connected.
Right, and that's okay. That just means
Absolutely.
That the perfect coach is waiting for that person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and for me, people get to hear me. I mean, you know, they get to hear me. I'm kind of like out there. I mean, you know, they've listened to most of my archives before I... It's a phone call.
Well,
there's no hiding.
That's one of the reasons I'm on this show, is so that people get an experience of what I sound like. Certainly, I'm not coaching anybody at this moment. there's no way anyone can get a sense of me unless I put myself out here like this.
This is fabulous.
You know.
Yeah, this is great. You know, Brenda, let's give out your information one more time. I'd love for folks to have it.
Okay, I'm at 206-529-8282. I coach people, at least 99% of the people that I work with, on the phone. And if it feels like that might not be for you, give it a try, because it really works very well.
And to find out more, why don't you check Brenda out at her website, www.brendamiller.org, and you will find out what radical awareness is about, many, many other things, testimonials, schedule events, you know, and you know what? Check out the Life Wheel. I love that. Brenda, what would you like to leave our listeners with in this closing minute? What's your personal message?
I wish you all peace and joy. That's what I can wish for you. That's my greatest wish for all of you, peace and joy and good health.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining the show today. Thank you all for listening to the show. And again, www.brendamiller.org. Brenda will be back. We will have Coach's Corner for the next couple of months so that we can help all of you understand what this is about, this coaching, profession, and what this means to each and every one of us. And the coaches, by the way, need coaches. Each and every one of us is coaches. We have our own coach.
Yep.
And, you know, don't you think, Brenda?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, because we're about really getting to the next level as well.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening. If you want to know more about crust busting, go to www.crustbusting.com. We have a new website coming up next week on 05-05-05. We will have Malika Chopra here with us, the daughter of Deepak Chopra, and she will be talking about her phenomenal new book, 100 Promises to Our Children, and that is something that you're going to want to hear as well. Brenda Miller will be back in May, and thank you all for listening and making this show the hit that it is. You are absolutely awesome. Own your awesomeness and live life full out the crust-busting way. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. As I said before, I love you all. Make yourself a fabulous day. Brenda Miller, you are the best.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, everyone. We'll see you next week right here on VoiceAmerica.com. I am America's voice.
Thank you for joining us today for Crust Busting with Dr. Pat Basile. Crust Busting with Dr. Pat can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on VoiceAmerica.com. For a copy of today's program or to learn more about Crust Busting, visit www.crustbusting.com.